section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
UI Sports League Podcast, Season 14, Episode Number 5 and 110 of the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three special people this week. We have the 2006-2011 champion, Mr. Amazing, KSL champion, by the way, the future champion, Mr. Doug Haunt, and the 2002 champion and never again champion, Mr. Brian Chateen. Let's get the results of week number 4, by the way. Someone messed up
at
the dock.
At least I was a champion and not a future champion.
That is. Oh, snap. All right, so week 4 results. We have Doug over Tybo, Nanigate over Brian, Dave Pate over Ty Palmer, Kevin coming inside of Aaron, and Oberg smashing Andy, and Joe dominating Eric. All right, game of the week goes to who, Brian?
You know what? There's two games of the week because it was two games. One is a toilet bowl, too, but one of them is Aaron's and Kevin's. And it was great watching Drew Brees stuff that 80-yard touchdown. And then Eric again losing by a couple points.
Doug, what was your game of the week?
Aaron versus Kevin is the game of the week. It was very close. It was up to the wire. And, I mean, when you get down to a Monday night overtime in order to win, I think that that really defines the game of the week.
Yeah, and when you take a look at that, I scored, what, the third most points, and I lost the person that scored second. You know, woe was me. Unlike Eric and Joe, who scored some of the lowest points. In fact, Eric would have only beat two other people that week. Two of the worst people that are in KSL.
Andy, can you name one of the people that he would have beat?
Brian, can you name the other person?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, I'd say mine and Kevin, because I was at Disneyland watching a show or standing in line for a show, and I kept refreshing my phone to the point that my battery was just getting drained, because I was like, please tell me he did not do that. Please tell me he did not do that. And then it goes into OT, and I was like, oh, great. This is great. This is fucking great. And then I lost.
By the way, so here's
what message did you get right before you lost?
Oh, I got that from you, Doug. I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, no
Don't
problem.
Worry. Don't worry, because your comeuppance will come this week.
Yeah, I also want to say that is game of the week. Kevin called me right afterwards. He's like, hey, what's your brother doing? I said, well, he's at Disneyland right now. Oh, he's like, I just ruined his vacation. I was like, oh, man. I can't remember. He told me to say something to you, but I forgot. So it wasn't that important. But yeah, that is definitely game of the week. It was really interesting because this is all on Dallas, because the linebacker actually got hurt and they should have called a timeout, but the guy covering CJ Spiller was the one running out onto the field and then chasing him the whole way, which was the funny part. But I do feel bad, Aaron. You were up, and then of course Drew Brees throws the touchdown, gets the modifier and the yardage, and of course, you know, The rest is history. So that is game of the week. Toe Bowl game of the week. Who did I play? Joe dominating Eric was Toe Bowl game of the week. Aaron.
I wouldn't say that was dominating by any means. He won by stat correction. I would actually probably say Nanigay and Brian, because Nanigay was really high up on him, or even Oberg over you, Andy. You know, both those games were decided, Sunday afternoon, basically.
Shit, mine was probably decided Thursday.
Son of a bitch. I scored the lowest points this week.
Maybe even week. Wednesday.
Yeah. Fuck.
Why do you think I was trying to offer you so many trades? I mean, you might as well give up on the season.
Yeah, I want a 6th-round pick for Tom Brady.
Actually, yeah.
I offered you one.
You shouldn't give up on this.
You said six. You said 6th-round, and then I lose my 9th-round. I said 6th-round. Hey,
okay, fine.
Anyway,
it's not going to actually be the person here. I'm going to go ahead and take over. Doug, what was your who got password as taco this week?
Password taco, Aaron. You got password.
I did. Brian, do you agree?
I do.
Andy, do you agree?
Well, I think I got
it
past
it. Doesn't matter what you think.
Fuck you. Yeah, actually, Aaron got past his tacoed. I will agree. So, yes, you got past your tacoed. So let's just, well, week four is in the books. Let's move on to week number five. We have Aaron versus Doug, Eric versus Oberg, Andy versus Brian, Palmer versus Nanagay, Boardman versus Ogan, and Pate versus Snyder. So game of the week is going to go to who, Brian?
Just by predictions, Oberg and Hoofter.
Really?
They're both predicted to get 210.
All right, Doug.
I think you gotta go. Game of the week is gonna be me versus Aaron.
Nah.
Yep.
Number one seed versus number three seed right now.
All right, Aaron. Game of the week.
Absolutely. And right now the points. Don't take a look at that. I don't have a linebacker in there. I'm waiting to see if this trade goes through, and then I'll pick up a new linebacker to fill my blank spot.
I've picked them all up. There isn't anybody left, so you're gonna have to leave it empty.
Well, you know, I'll do what I can. But yeah, that is game of the week. It'll be a close game. You know, if you took a look at my posting this week, Doug is 8-7 against me, so him and I have a very long storied rivalry, very even, and I'll be looking to not only even it up, but to put that first loss in Doug's column.
All right, so are you guys going to bet anything on this team name change by chance?
I'll swap you 24th picks.
Oh, Lord.
I'll swap you 23rd round picks.
Ooh, big betting.
How would you just swap 23rd and 24th?
Okay. I will agree to that. 20th round picks swapped. Wait.
20 or 21st.
Yeah, it'd be 20, 21st. So that means that if you win, you would get my, we'll swap 20. And if I win, we'll swap 21st.
Yep.
Okay. That sounds
all right.
Cool.
All right. So let's total game of the week. What's that going to be, Aaron?
Oh shit, that's easy.
Yeah, that's gonna be Pete and Joe.
No.
Oh, no.
Higher.
You don't think that, huh?
No.
No.
It's my game and Andy's game because I barely scored 150 the last 2 weeks.
Actually, I'm gonna disagree.
So is Andy.
No, I'm gonna say it's gonna be
no.
Screw you guys. I'm gonna say it's Boardman and Kevin is gonna be the total game of the week. So Doug.
Actually, that one might be it.
It could be.
I see a lot of potential for bad games.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, well, I had a very good game.
Well, you know who those people know who they are that had a good game. A lot of people had a bad game.
Yep.
I did have a bad game because I didn't get to my average of 250. But you have Brian versus Andy. That should be a horrible game. Hoofter hasn't been putting up points since Ben Roethlisberger's been down. And neither is really Oberg, so that's kind of one of them that I'm looking at too. And I mean, Boardman, I don't know where he's going to pull some players out of, so that might just be a blowout for Kevin. So
right now,
congratulations for Kevin getting like what, 2 wins in a row.
Right now, Kevin is an 85% favorite to win until Boardman decides to actually put players in. So
yeah.
All right, Aaron, total game of the week for you.
I already said Andy. Who? You don't pay any attention.
Who? You didn't say.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast.
All right.
All right. Who's going to get passwords tacoed, Aaron?
I'm going to say Doug.
All right. Doug, who's going to get passwords tacoed?
I'm going to say Brian.
I'm already predicted to lose.
Brian?
You know what? No. Everybody's going to get passwords tacoed because they have to watch that game.
All right, Brian.
By having you and Brian in the league.
All right. Brian, who's going to get passed for a stock code?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I'm going to. You know what? Fuck it. Kevin is.
Wow. I'm going to say that Pate gets passed for his stock code. I think Joe's going to pull this one out. Like he usually does.
I can't believe he got a win.
He's doing pretty good. So, Aaron, let's hear your stats.
All right, yeah, let's go through this. So, kind of very interesting here, since obviously Doug and I are both on the podcast every week. Andy, you and Brian are obviously on the podcast every week. As funny as it is, also, Doug and I, Doug is 8-7 against me. Andy, you are 8-7 against Brian as well. And then to make it even more interesting is since 2010, Doug and I are tied at 4-4 apiece. Since 2010, Andy, you two are tied at 3-3 apiece. So it's kind of a very interesting parallel there. But to get into the more interesting stats here, first things first, we don't have any 3-1 teams. Nope. No one is 3-1. This is the first time in KSL history that no one has ever been 3-1, which is very fascinating. And every year but 2013, a 3-1 team has they've been 3-1. They only really need to get two or three more wins, and they've always missed the playoffs. Just kind of a very by happenstance, it happens, you know. This year we don't have that, but instead we're very top heavy. We have two teams at 4-0, which is Doug and Nanagay, and then we have 10 teams that are 1-3 or 2-2, which is kind of crazy to think about. And this week we have three matchups of a 2-2 versus a 1-3 team, which means we could have things evened out here where we could have 3-2-3, or we could have 6-2-3 teams. You know, that's a possibility. Or we could have, you know, obviously a combination, or we could have the 2-2 teams actually make their way up. The thing that's really interesting here, though, is that 2-2 teams are in great shape to make the playoffs. They have an 83% chance, and 1-3 teams are only at 53. So, Andy, even though you're at 12th place, you're number 12 in the league, you still have a very good shot of making the playoffs here.
I think Doug was 0-8 last year, 0-7.
Yeah, he was
almost made it in.
And yeah, Doug was a win away from making it into the playoffs.
But I had a better team than Andy does.
That is true. But Andy, don't give up hope. The thing is, Andy has one of the best quarterbacks right now and two of the best wide receivers. All he needs to do is he needs to trade away some players in order to get a better running back, because, and he has Matt Forte, you know, who obviously has been really great, but you know, he needs to get other running backs in there. So anyway, so that's a little bit.
Yeah. The problem is that Brady will tear it up and then everyone else will shit the bed. And then it's up and down for me. But I offered Oberg. I thought a decent trade. It was Matt Ryan. And I told him I wanted his 12th round or something like that for his 24th. And whoever he has, it's not Tannehill, but he never, I don't know if he looked at it or thought I was joking.
So, Andy, can I give you a little bit of a tip when you're trying to do a trade like that?
Oh, I offer for Fitzpatrick is what I offer.
Okay, so, Andy, to give you a little bit of a hint when you do that type of a trade, don't offer him your 24th round. When I offer somebody my 24th round, typically I'm only taking their 20th or so, which isn't that big of a deal, because think about who you got with your 20th. You got crap. Now, if you offered him... If you asked for his 12th round and you offered him your 18th, he probably would take that. You move up six spots, so you're in a better position for next year. And you could then potentially go and swap and get someone else's 18th for like your 20th. Then. You know, that'd be a better move for you.
Well, thank you.
Andy, you got Jared Cook in the 20th.
Yeah. So
how's he working out for you?
I think pretty good. I started him 1 week. That's probably
why. Was that the week you lost?
Well, there's a lot of them that I lost. I don't know. There's Cook. Oh, look at that. How many points does he have for the season? Not much. Fucking moron.
And Move. You still have him on your team.
Well, he had 13.5 the first week, which I did play, and then he shit, and shit again. So, good job, Jared Cook. Well, at least he's not starting. Delanie Walker is, though. Woohoo! Anyway, so that's some interesting stats there, and I'm not giving up, but I thought I threw some things out there, so hopefully someone was going to bite, but no one did.
Yeah, Andy, please don't give up. It is week fucking five.
If I lose to Brian in all seriousness, I will seriously say Tom Brady for a sixth rounder and just give me a starting quarterback. Like, I
offered that.
Yeah, but you offered a ninth round. Give me, like, I'll do, like, a 16th rounder or something like that.
Hell no.
Number one quarterback?
Do you want to be better next year, or?
I do. That's why I want the sixth round. That's why.
Yeah, I want to win this year.
Oh, if you do, Doug, that's the thing.
Doug.
Yeah.
Survival. Who do you have this week?
Oh, God. It was kind of tough this week.
So last week, Doug, you went ahead and took Green Bay to win. The week before, yes. You took New England. I was very ballsy, and last week I took Chicago over Oakland because I wanted to get rid of Chicago, you know, since we're doing strikes for fun. This week I'm taking Jacksonville.
I thought about that one too. What I ended up going with was Denver over Oakland. I just, Denver's offense is got to come out of its rut sometime, and what better time than Oakland?
I picked Green Bay this week. I think that Green Bay will definitely win. It's against St. Louis. It's kind of a toughie, but I'm going to stick with Green Bay on this one.
All right. Hey, Brian, what do you think about the pick-ems, and do you like the fact that there is, obviously we're not going to do it for next year, but do you kind of like the fact that there's a little bit of a spread now, so it's not just a straight, you have to pick this team, but you have to think about it a little bit more?
Yeah, I do, because sometimes I pick the loser, you know, like because of the spread. Mm-hmm.
And Doug, what do you think about
that? It's a lot closer.
I think it's horrible.
But I prefer the other way.
Not that I'm doing better in any of my other pick'em leagues that I have just straight up, but this year's been absolutely horrible, and I can only say that maybe about five of them have been losses to the bye or because of the spread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is interesting, and it just I'm just ticked that I messed that up, but
yeah, Andy is terrible.
Andy is terrible.
Andy.
So are we going to now, do you want to do, okay, here's the thing. Okay. So we did have an issue with, for survival. Do we want to do three strikes, but make it so whoever is the first person that does not have a strike, they're the winners. So it just continues on, but then we don't say that that person is the winner. It's just for fun at that point.
Co-winner. I mean, this is a secondary league anyway.
Yeah. This doesn't matter. Cameron is the winner in week two.
Week two.
But I mean, do you want to have it so it still continues on, even though he technically is the winner? We still play with the three strikes, but we just say, hey, this is how, or do you want to have a separate league that's three strikes and then have one where it's one strike and you're done and run them at the same time?
No, I think we start off again with one strike, you're done. It's just if we all go out week two again, then yeah, let's start up another one just for fun.
Wait, I got breaking news.
No.
Joe just made a move.
No way. You're shitting me.
He now has three moves on the year.
Hey, Brent, how many moves do you have this year, by the way?
I am tied for the lead with Doug.
With moves? We didn't talk about that last few weeks ago. You had like one move or something like that?
I made five this morning.
I have 12 moves. I had no idea. I would have guessed I had way less than that.
Well, so Kevin and Joe are tied with three, and then you have Johnny after that. Then you have,
which explains their record.
Mm-hmm. Then you have myself and Palmer. I think he's ZZZ's. So, yep. Oh, look at that. Dave made a move, too. He dropped Blair Walsh. What? Oh, well.
He's the official kicker of the 06010.
He is.
Gosh. Oh, man. Anything else we want to talk about?
Go Cubs.
Yeah, go Cubs. Cubs won. Sweet. But yeah, so we should probably thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting any of the podcasts, since Aaron's going to have to go night-night because that's just how he rolls. He needs his 13 hours of sleep. Isn't that right, Aaron?
14.
It's 14 hours of sleep now. Are you kidding me? All right. Anyway,
he's on the JJ Watt experience.
The JJ Watt experience. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so for Brian Chitty, Doug Hahn, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. All right. So trades.
Oh God. Andy, don't end the show with 6 hours of trade talk again.
I didn't. It was 3 minutes.
It felt like six.
It was awesome though.
Maybe eight.
So Aaron, are you interested in moving Jeremy Maclin or no?
For the right price, I would.
Would you blow a dude?
You know, like,
are you going to move him this week is what I should be asking.
Well, this week, no. I would not move him this week against you.
If someone has a starting running back, I will give up Cooper or Green.
You're a liar.
Or Green. One of the two.
All right, I'll give you Matt Jones.
Matt Jones is not going to start. I'm just saying that now. After this week, when he shits the bed and Alfred Morris tears it up, Jones goes back down to number two.
Neither of those are actually going to do well this week because they're going to be playing from behind.
Yep. Yeah, he's like the 49ers running back that I have, Matt Jones, and it's like they're good, but they're always behind.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian, do you want Carlos Hyde?
Yeah, he's right in my bench.
Hey, Andy, how about Duke Johnson? You want him?
Who's no?
Really?
Duke Johnson.
He's a starter.
When do you think?
Is he a free agent?
No. When the 49ers quarterback gets benched
soon.
Hey, Aaron. By the way, this is what now I remember what Kevin said. He said that he knew he was going to whip you so bad that he didn't even play one player.
No, he played a player, and he happened to be injured.
Yeah, and he said that he did that on purpose just to shove it in your face.
I bet he did. And that's why he barely won. Had he lost, then he would have probably said, oh, right? He would have been like, oh, it's because I didn't play a player. I assume you made up that off the top of your head.
No. No. If really? You ask Kevin. Really? Ask Kevin. Oh, I'm okay. Yeah. Send oh, Kevin a text message.
Really?
And oh, say, wow. Hey, yeah, did totally you tell
him? Hey, remember that time you sent me a stupid trade offer and then you said, I never did that?
I thought it was, that one I thought was an even decent trade offer. The one where you sent me where was my first five picks for my, four best players for your shit players and five draft picks.
Yeah. I did that to prove a point, Andy.
There was no point proven.